The words chosen for today are from the prophet Jeremiah, the 6th chapter, the 26th verse. O my people, put on sackcloth and roll in ashes, mourn with bitter wailing, as for an only son, for suddenly the destroyer will come upon us. In Jesus Christ, our suffering Savior, dear fellow redeemed, Jeremiah in this text directs God's people to repent with sackcloth and ashes. Sackcloth and ashes were outward symbols of repentance in the Old Testament era. So then, as we meditate on these words, we want to think about this idea. Those people with dirty faces. When you were young, did your mother ever say to you, "Wash your face, it's dirty," before you go to school, or "Wash before you come to the table"? She probably did. I'm always wiping my granddaughter Sophia's face when I'm around. In fact, when she sees me with a cloth, she usually goes in the opposite direction. In the Lenten season, amazingly, there are people that receive dirty faces in church. And people may sarcastically or even caringly say to them, "I hate to tell you this, but you got this spot on your face." This goes back to an ancient custom in the church where ashes were placed on one's forehead in the sign of the Holy Cross as a symbol of true repentance. It was usually done the first day of Lent, and so we have the terminology Ash Wednesday. The ashes for that day are obtained by burning the palms that were used the previous Palm Sunday. Just think of it. The palms that are used to praise our Savior King, the King of the Palms, are burnt and are used to remind us of how we failed to live for our Savior King. The ashes remind us of how we've soiled our souls, how we have been often hateful, bitter, greedy, covetous, and otherwise unchristlike. So think about those people with the dirty faces, and realize that that cross, that ash cross for making the sign of the cross in the Lenten season, is first a sign of repentance. In the closing scene of the movie Helter Skelter, Charles Manson and his so-called family are shown with their heads shaved and with X's on their forehead. The stark appearance of the group is a visual reminder of their connection with death and murder. We too have been connected with death since our first parents fell into sin. In Adam's fall, we all fell. One common sin infects us all. So then the first significance of the ash cross or the sign of the cross in the Lenten season is that every one of us here deserves to be marked for death. Because of our sins, we deserve to be marked just like the Manson family. Even as believers, as we all gather here profess to be, think of how we fail to live the Christ-like life that we want to live. Again and again, we stop doing or don't do the things that we intended to do. I don't know what your particular sin is that keeps digging at you. You don't know what mine is. but it's there. And regardless of how hard we try, we're fighting it every day. And we fall again and again and deserve nothing but punishment. So then, that ash cross and the sign of the cross points to our lost condition and reminds us that this is a time of sincere repentance. So then, in this Lenten season, we first look to the Holy Cross and we see the awfulness of our sin. As we come in here, think of what our sins have done. Our sinful thoughts caused him the agony of the garden. Our sinful words caused the spit in his face and the mockery. Our sinful actions nailed him to that old rugged cross, inflicted the wounds, and caused him to suffer the pain of hell. So we look first, and we see the awfulness of our sin. But it doesn't end there, thanks be to God. We look again this morning at the cross and see God's amazing love for you. Jesus went there, endured that, so that we could be free from Satan's tyranny. Blood flowed down that old rugged cross, creating a wonderful cleansing fountain that washes away our sins each day of our lives. Regardless of what I've done already today or yesterday, it's washed away in Messiah's blood. He died the death of deaths so that we can live forever. So that in the sign of the cross, there is forgiveness, life, and salvation. And finally this morning, that ash cross, or making the sign of the cross in the Lenten season, tells us how the treasure of the cross is brought to us. We're sitting here this morning and we live about 2,000 years past that first Good Friday. How does the treasure come to you and me? How do I know that the blood is pouring over my head, that there's hope for me? That assurance flows to us in the waters of baptism and the other means of grace, where as a child or as an adult, you are marked with the sign of the Holy Cross, dying to sin and rising to new life. Your baptism was really your Holy Week event. Good Friday's cross, as you see that cross, you know that your old sinful flesh was nailed with Christ to the cross and you were buried with him in baptism. And that dying of the flesh must be a daily Good Friday event by returning to our baptism in true repentance and faith. And then Easter. Easter tells us that Christ rose victorious for our salvation. And because we're united with him, we likewise arose. We're united with him in baptism. And that, again, that arising must be, will be a daily event. Each day we arise to new life by the power of Christ's resurrection through his means of grace. So, during this Lenten season, when we see the ash cross, when we see the sign of the cross made, when we see the Lenten dirty faces, we're reminded of the meaning of this season, a sign of repentance and a sign of confident hope. Today, the Lord Jesus invites each one of us to travel with him down the Via Dolorosa, the way of sorrows, to the cross, and then to Joseph's lovely garden and the empty tomb, where our salvation is certain. The whole world was declared innocent. Let each of us go with him, that we may die with him. For if we die with him in baptism, we will live with him forever, having resurrection life, now and forever. Amen.